This is St. Louis Public Radio. When Democrats gather in Philadelphia next month for the party's national convention, choosing a presidential nominee will be the big focus. But delegates will also ratify the Democratic platform, which can provide a glimpse into how the party would govern under a Hillary Clinton presidency. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talked with Democratic National Convention CEO Leah Daughtry before a 15-person committee looked at the details of the platform last week in St. Louis. He asked Daughtry why the Democratic platform matters for the American public.
Well, the Democratic platform is our party's policy statement and statement of values and vision for how we intend to move forward and as we govern. If we win the White House, these will be the issues that we run on, that our nominee is proposing for the country. And it's her vision of leadership, our vision of leadership, and how we will run the country if we American people trust us with their votes.
So you've been traveling around the country, getting public input from a lot of Democrats. What have you been hearing? What issues are people really passionate about?
You know, we've opened up this process in an unprecedented way this time. So we've been receiving comments via email, via Skype, via video, and we've gotten over 1,300 comments from across the country. So you can imagine in that volume, there have been a wide diversity of issues from healthcare to prescription drug costs to the environment to gun violence, you name it, we've gotten a comment on it.
How much of a role are supporters of Senator Sanders playing on the platform committee? Because he has a lot of delegates, even if he's not going to win the nomination, and that's been a big focus of his campaign to influence the platform.
Yeah, you know, Senator Sanders has energized a wide swath of the electorate, and so we're grateful. And it's really the foresight of our chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who changed the way that the appointments to this committee are done. So Senator Sanders has 5 members on this committee of 15, and Secretary Clinton has 6 members, and the DNC has the remaining 4, and so we've been able to have a very robust discussion that includes all of the issues that both campaigns have been taking up during the course of this primary season.
We're in the St. Louis area. Issues about changing law enforcement policy has been a big flashpoint here. I'm curious about how many times that has been brought up, because I know that both Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders have talked a lot about that issue. How much of a role is it going to play in the platform?
You will see in the platform specific language concerning safety, health safety, but also gun violence and the appropriate use of power among our police forces. You'll see that language in the platform. We had some great testimony on that last week when we were in Phoenix, and we had great speakers talking about those kinds of issues. We're always concerned that our citizens feel safe in their homes and in their person. That's part of the article of faith of being an American. So that language will be addressed in the platform as well.
I would ask this to the Republican counterpart, that a platform is great, but you probably need a Congress in order to actually accomplish a lot of these things. Democrats are out of power in Congress right now, but they're obviously optimistic with Trump. How important is it going to be that not only Hillary Clinton is elected president, but there's also energy behind congressional races for this platform to actually be implemented?
It is critically important, as you've said, and we've seen what happens under President Obama's administration when you don't have a Congress that supports the president's initiative. So we hope that folks will go to the polls and not just vote the top of the ticket, but consider all of the down ballot races. We've seen just in the last couple of weeks the debate on gun violence and on gun control, and what happens when you have a Congress that is in the hands of the other party and won't even allow a vote on the issue, won't even allow debate on the issue. And that's not what the American Constitution has guaranteed us. We have representatives in Congress so that they can vote on the issues. And so that's why we need people to put time and energy in not just the presidency, but also all the down ballot races, because that's really how you affect change.